This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would increase the amount of information government agencies must put in the state's online database. State senators approved the measure yesterday. It now goes to the House, which passed a similar bill earlier this week. The Senate bill would require cities and other political subdivisions to post information about bonds, including how they plan to pay off the bonds. It would also require the governor's office to submit daily reports online about money being withheld from the state budget. And state departments would have to post information about federal grants they receive that are larger than $1 million. Senator Brian Munslinger, a Republican from Williamstown, is sponsoring the measure. He says the information will help taxpayers know how their money is spent. The head of the Missouri Department of Transportation says charging tolls on Interstate 70 is the only real option for funding reconstruction of the highway if the state wants to do something about it right now. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has more.
MoDOT Director Kevin Keith told a gathering of the Missouri Chamber Thursday that converting I-70 to a toll road could have short-term benefits, namely job creation.
This creates, say, middle of the road, 10,000 jobs a year for the 68 years while it's under contract, and returns $30 billion of economic development in our state with a rebuild Interstate 70.
Keith says the only other likely option to pay for rebuilding I-70 would be to raise fuel taxes. But tax hikes remain unpopular among both GOP lawmakers and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. And Keith adds that he thinks any public referendum to raise fuel taxes would be defeated by Missouri voters. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A group pushing to replace Missouri's income tax with a broader sales tax says it's received a $1 million contribution. The committee Let Voters Decide says businessman Rex Sinkfeld has donated more than $1.2 million to its effort. It's the second big donation from Sinkfeld, who contributed $1.3 million last fall. Let Voters Decide is working to put the proposal to a statewide vote in November. It also supports similar measures in the state legislature. The group's president, Travis Brown, says abolishing the income tax in favor of a broader sales tax would help improve Missouri's economy. Opponents contend the change would cut state revenue and hurt middle-class and low-income residents. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill has nearly $5 million in the bank for her re-election campaign. The senator from Missouri raised about $1.4 million during the last quarter of 2011. The Associated Press reports McCaskill campaign manager Adrian Marsh announced the quarterly fundraising figures yesterday through a message on Twitter. McCaskill is a Democrat, seeking her second six-year term in the Senate. Three Republicans are competing to challenge her. The GOP candidates are former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman, Congressman Todd Akin, and St. Louis businessman John Brunner. The head of the Missouri Department of Transportation says charging tolls on Interstate 70 is the only real option for funding reconstruction of the highway if the state wants to do something about it right now. MoDOT Director Kevin Keith told a gathering of the Missouri Chamber yesterday that converting I-70 to a toll road could have short-term benefits, namely job creation. Keith says the only other likely option to pay for rebuilding I-70 would be to raise fuel taxes, but tax hikes remain unpopular among both GOP lawmakers and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. And Keith adds that he thinks any public referendum to raise fuel taxes would be defeated by Missouri voters. Missouri State Treasurer Clint Zweifel has announced a new financial assistance package for beginning farmers trying to make their way in an expensive industry. KBIA's Jessica Najunas reports.
The Missouri Link Deposit Loan Program is geared towards small businesses in the state, and this financial opportunity applies to new farmers, too. Treasurer Zweifel says the program is simple. His office partners with community banks that lend to agriculture operations, and a lower interest rate is negotiated on loans for expensive capital like equipment and land.
Agriculture specifically is what put us on the global map originally as a state. It's critical that we invest in agriculture in our state. It's an important part of Missouri's economy, and it's important to our food supply. When we add in small business to that piece, that those are really the job creators for our state.
This year, the program is boosted by loan guarantees and fee waivers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency. Last year, the Missouri Linked Deposit Program issued $24 million in loans to more than 200 beginning farmers. That added up to a savings of about $370,000 in interest payments. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.
The University of Missouri is undertaking a study that will evaluate the transit needs of its students. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson has this.
The study will cost $65,000 and be funded by the Parking Transportation Services Fund. MU's Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services, Jackie Jones, outlined Mizzou's plan to bring in an outside consultant to determine the unique transit needs of Mizzou students. A university spokesperson says the study will look at all modes of transportation, like city buses, apartment shuttles, even commuting. Jones says if you look at other universities, each one has transit systems based upon the unique issues that those cities and universities have.
To my knowledge, we've never had this type of comprehensive review of our transit system. And our campus has changed a lot in the last few years with the increase in the enrollment.
Jones hopes the initial assessment will be finished by March. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill has nearly $5 million in the bank for her re-election campaign. The senator from Missouri raised about $1.4 million during the last quarter of 2011. The Associated Press reports McCaskill campaign manager Adrian Marsh announced the quarterly fundraising figures yesterday through a message on Twitter. McCaskill is a Democrat, seeking her second six-year term in the Senate. Three Republicans are competing to challenge her. The GOP candidates are former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman, Congressman Todd Akin, and St. Louis businessman John Brunner. Candidates have until this Tuesday to file their quarterly campaign finance reports. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.